Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I'm your host. All right. Back from a busy cheer weekend. Unfortunately, Haley's team did not do as good as we'd hoped. Boo. But you know what? Running it back for next year. Let's go. You guys know the website. Go there, find all the links, check out our preferred vendor page. We've got the new one with detailed image and flex up there. Save you guys some money with them, along with our other wonderful ad partners. Take care of them. They'll take care of us. We'll take care of you. Hashtag money, money, funny. It's a couple of days before I go to Atlanta and reunite with Noxie. It's a reunite. Feels so good. I'm going to have a blast at the Andrew Wax training. I don't know if there's any seats left available. I don't know if it's too late to get it by the time you hear this. But if you're last minute, pull that trigger, call Tommy or hit up the Angel Wax website. Scroll over to their training section and let's go. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited for it. Fun weekend. All right. Without any further ado, let's knock out a commercial break and let's get into another one of these little quickie deals. I wanted to talk about something that I think is super important. And it's, you know, building people up versus tearing them down, because let's face it, this industry is toxic as fuck. So we'll be right back. Partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. All right, we're back. So like I said before the commercial break, wanted to dive into the powerful dynamics of building people up versus tearing them down. you know, we see it a lot in this industry that, you know, negativity can often overshadow the positivity, you know, the good things that people are trying to do, but just because there's so much hate out there or animosity or it's the egos or whatever. And so it's crucial to recognize the impact that we can have on others, whether it's through our words, being on a podcast, doing Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, things like that. Our actions, again, you know, a lot of these videos, a lot of just the things that we do, present ourselves, stuff like that, or even our silence, you know, even some of the silent people that you never hear from, you know, that stay out of the trouble, stay out of the drama or whatever, you know, can be a part of it. And it helps shape the environment around us. So I want to start with, you know, what it means to build someone up. And building someone up usually involves supporting them and encouraging them and giving them that validation, that pat on the back. I mean, let's face it, we are in an industry where a lot of times our clients don't really appreciate what we do or what we've gone through as much as other detailers. So that's why there's so many detail pages that's show and shines, right? And it's like, oh my God, I'm tired of another show and shine page. But sometimes that's the only time you can get that pat on the back. You know, that person that knows that that paint is finicky, that paint was a motherfucker to do, like whatever, right? You know, clients come back and they're like, oh, looks good, appreciate it, you know, kind of thing. So it's, you know, it also is about recognizing strengths and celebrating successes and offering help, a helping hand when we need it the most or when somebody needs it the most, right? And that's another thing, you know. There's a, I apologize, I forgot to turn my notifications off again. There is that, you know, the celebrating a success, right? Like people get their first shop or they've done their first big job or whatever. They're looking for that congratulations. But sometimes there's always that one, you know, party pooper on there. Like they say, you know, every party needs a pooper and you're the party pooper, you know, because they're jealous or they have some animosity towards it or they're not at that situation yet or whatever. So, you know, we have to, you know, contribute and build a culture of empowerment and growth. You know, it's like being a cheerleader, you know, for someone's journey, cheering them on every step of the way. And I'll tell you what, man, you know, two of the biggest cheerleaders that I know of, and I'm going to give them a little bit of a shout out right here, is Jerry Grant and Kyle Kymas. Those two guys, man, like when I talk to them, they're just so happy to be, you know, they don't have any, I've never heard them talk negative about someone or some brand or something, ever. And, you know, that's what it's all about. Sorry, my wife just texted me. I'll try to cut that part out. Maybe, I don't know. So I wanted to give them a little bit of a shout out, you know. Now the flip side, tearing someone down, and you know, that involves more criticism, negativity, invalidation. It's focusing on the flaws. It's highlighting their failures and it's belittling them at times, you know. So these, you know, get on Facebook and do, you know, comments or lives or posts or reels or, you know, whatever. And we're talking bad about people or a product or a brand or things like that. That's when tearing people down can contribute to the toxicity and the stagnation of this industry. And not even just this industry, right? Just in general. And it's a constant, you know, source of discouragement, chipping away at somebody's confidence and self-worth. And I'll be honest, man, you know, with this podcast, like, thankfully I have a lot of people that cheerlead me, you know, they love it. They build me up, but there's a few people out there. There's other people, you know, there's some people out there that just, you know, talk shit about it and say that I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I never claim to know everything. I'm just putting information out there. It's my information, you know? And, but sometimes that wears on me, you know, and especially after the whole situation that happened earlier this year, it gets, you know, there's been a lot of that, you know, because of that one individual tarnishing the name of the podcast, that it has gotten a lot harder for me sometimes to get motivated or get built up to do these types of shows anymore. I mean, sometimes I'm ready to throw in the towel, not do it anymore. But then, you know what? I talk to somebody who has my back or, you know, tells me how much they love the show and they really enjoy it, you know, and that's, to me, that's it. That's that cheerleader, that pat on the back. I need that, you know, feeling of, you know, self-worth. So, why does it matter? Well, you know, the way we interact with others has a profound impact and well-being, or has a profound impact on their well-being and success, right? The studies have shown that positive reinforcement can boost motivation, improve performance, and enhance overall happiness. Exactly like I just said, right? Like when people cheerlead me about what they think of the podcast, the positive side of it, that makes me want to keep doing it, makes me want to do more, do better, try different things, you know, doing these whole little short ones, right? They're quicker, they're easier to swallow kind of episodes than the long hour ones. But on the other hand, the constant criticism can lead to feelings of inadequacy and anxiety and depression, you know? And again, like I said, a lot of times when people are piling it on me, you know, sometimes I'm like, why the fuck do I even do this then? You know, if it's that bad, you know, if people feel that way about it. So think about people in your life who have uplifted you during challenging times. Their words of encouragement, acts of kindness, unwavering support, how significant, what a significant difference it's made in your journey, right? Think about those things. Now imagine if everyone approached life with the same level of compassion and empathy. You know, the world would undoubtedly be a better place, you know, and think about it. If we stopped fucking bitching about so-and-so does detailing this way, like, right? Like, who the fuck cares? You know, is their client happy? Good. You know, then give them a shout out. Hey, that's not the way I would do it, but I'm glad for your successes. Right. It just, you know, all we do is it's Facebook. Just get off Facebook. Let's just all get off Facebook. Let's kill it. Of course, building people up doesn't mean ignoring areas of improvement or avoiding difficult conversations. I just said all that other shit. Constructive feedback is essential and for personal and professional growth. However, there is that difference between offering helpful advice and tearing someone down, right? There's a couple of weeks back when I was, you know, ready to throw the towel on the podcast, I reached out to a couple of friends and I said, hey, look, you know, constructive criticism. What do you like about the show? What do you not like about the show? What would you want me change about the show? What would you prefer? Right. And they all gave constructive criticism. They didn't want to hurt my feelings, but I told them, like, I need to hear it. Right. They weren't tearing me down. They weren't being assholes about it. It was, Alex, this could be better. I do like this. Keep doing that. Change this, you know, and so on and so forth. So how can we cultivate a culture of building people up in our own lives? I mean, it starts with awareness and intentionality. You know, take a moment to reflect on your interactions with others. Are you lifting them up? Or are you tearing them down? Are your words and actions contributing to a positive, or is it a negative atmosphere? You know, you have to think about those things, you know, and you know, a good friend of mine once told me, type it out, let it sit overnight. When you wake up in the morning, if you still feel that way about it, send it to a friend. Let a friend read it before you post it, right? Because a lot of times we're so emotional, we're so hot-headed, we're caught up, we don't understand things, context of text, you know, we don't read it the same way that maybe it was presented. And, you know, that's what starts all this shit, you know. And additionally, practice empathy and compassion in your daily interactions. You know, seek to understand others' perspectives, validate their feelings, you know, maybe offer them some support when it's needed. And, you know, small gestures of kindness can cause a ripple effect, you know, creating a chain reaction of positivity and empowerment. You know, it's the old golden rule, right? You know, do unto others as you'd want done unto you. So if you want to be an asshole and you want to tear people down and just be fucking negative, then expect the same shit, right? Because people are going to treat you the same way they're being treated. You know, the whole glass houses, you know, pot calling the kettle black. Don't say anything nice if you ain't got anything nice to say. I mean, all these things that we're taught as children, go right out the fucking window when we become adults and somebody hurts our feelings, right? Whatever happened to sticks and stones, you know? Some people are a bunch of babies. This is all I got to say about that. So to wrap up the episode, I encourage you to be mindful of the impact that you have on those around you. You know, be a beacon of light in a world that can sometimes be dark and uncertain. And together, let's build each other up one kind word and act of encouragement at a time. That's it. That's all I got. Let's be more positive with everybody. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are listening to the podcast. Please leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. Go check out some of the Twitter or the Instagram stuff. You know, I made a pretty fun one the other day with some big booty girl on a bike, or exercise bike. Thought it was pretty funny. But yeah, until next time, you guys have a great day, night, weekend, whatever you're listening to this. Appreciate it. Take care.